If you are unfamiliar with the classic of first farmers on the northern plains, Buffalo Bird Woman's Garden, pick up a copy. I am making it the first core text for my college course, The North American Plains, for two reasons. First, because it serves to rebalance our Buffalo Nickel stereotypes about Plains Indians. The narrative of Makshiduwia, Buffalo Bird Woman, speaks for the village farming peoples of the plains, their rich culture, their matriarchal society, their agrarian values. Second, because the book is about farming and takes us into the intimate relationship with nature essential to Idatsa culture, something we may see lacking in modern agricultural practice on the prairies. The preacher-anthropologist who set down Makshiduwia's narrative, Gilbert L. Wilson, calls what she describes agriculture, bless his heart, rather than labeling it horticulture, as do other anthropologists, thereby consigning it to the neverland of women's work. I got to wondering, just how much land did Idatsa women cultivate? I found answers in Chapter 4, the book chapter, in which Buffalo Bird Woman lays out the geometry of Idatsa fields and introduces the term Indian acres. Her description is of farming as practiced at Like a Fish Hook Village, near Fort Berthold, in the late 19th century. By this time, the Idatsa had iron tools, but still did all field labor by hand. Here are some facts she gives us. The largest field ever owned in my father's family was the one I have said my grandfather Turtle helped clear at Like a Fish Hook Village. The field was nearly rectangular in shape. At the time of its greatest size, its length was about equal to the distance from this spot to yonder fence, 180 yards, and its width, 90 yards. So, how many English acres is this? An English acre comprises 43,560 square feet. The field is 540 feet by 270. 540 times 270 divided by 43,560 equals 3.35 English acres under cultivation. More than a garden. This is a field and a matter of agriculture. I think it is a little larger than this initial estimate, however, for we read further. 9 rows of corn, running lengthwise with the field, made 1 nakshu, or Indian acre, as we usually translate it. There were 10 of these nakshus, or Indian acres, a row of squashes separated each nakshu from its neighbor. Lacking data to calculate width of row for other crops, concentrate calculations on corn with this helpful detail. Rows were about 4 feet apart. So, how large was a nakshu, an Indian acre? A nakshu comprised 9 rows of corn, 540 feet long, spaced 4 feet. 540 times 9 times 4 is 43,560 square feet, equals about 0.45 English acres in a nakshu. 0.45 times 10 equals 4.50 English acres in the field. I add a conservative estimate of 1 acre. It was probably more, given the habits of squash, for other crops in the field, and conclude that this one field of 10 Indian acres comprised more than 5 English acres. It fed the family and produced marketable surplus. First farmers, good farmers.